Jones and I.
Gather around me, everybody. Gather around me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium liable to walk up on the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Turn the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. Now I'm out on my own. But I'm thinking it over and over. I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me. You turned the tables on me. And now I'm falling for you. You turned the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me.
Just breezing along with the breeze.
On December 6, 2021, and this is the Library Commission meeting. And let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Janet, can you do the roll call?
Chair Goodman?
Present.
Chair Goodman?
Present. Are you not hearing me?
No. Chair Goodman?
We can hear you, Lori, but.
Yeah, I just got kicked off visually, but.
Oh, well, I'm here.
I swear it's true.
Vice Chair Murr?
Present.
Commissioner Aguilar?
Present.
Commissioner Peck?
Present.
And Commissioner Callanan is absent.
Great. And at this time, do we have any public comments?
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak to any of the agenda items, please use the raise your hand icon within the Zoom app and unmute yourself. Chair Goodman?
Good to go.
Chair Goodman, there does not seem to be any public comment at this time.
Great. Okay. Well, on the consent calendar, we have two items. Can we approve both of them at the same time? Or do we need to call for a vote for each one separately? Are you having
Chair Goodman? I believe we need to vote on each item separately.
All righty. So, do I have a motion to approve the minutes from Monday, November 1st, 2021?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Do we need a roll call?
It looks like she's frozen.
Yeah, I think Janet is frozen.
I'm sorry, Chair Goodman. There seems to be a lot of technical difficulty with the internet for my connection right now. My apologies.
That's okay. Should we, do you need to call the vote? Can I call the vote?
I can call the vote. Could you tell me who moved and who seconded?
Yes. Commissioner Peck moved and Commissioner Murr seconded.
Lori, can you call the roll? Is that allowed or?
I don't know. I apologize to the public that's here that our tech is not going smoothly today. Why don't Chair, I call the roll while I can. So I approve it. Commissioner Murr?
Aye.
Commissioner Peck?
Aye.
Commissioner Aguilar?
Aye.
Great. The minutes are approved. And then we have a new set of dates for 2022.
I didn't see those.
To give an overview, we would not be meeting in January, July, or September, but we will meet all the other meetings. So are there any comments or do we have a motion to approve the calendar? Commissioner Murr moved. Who wanted, did you want to say
anything? We'll switch positions here.
All righty. So we'll call a vote and I approve the minutes. Commissioner Murr?
Aye.
I mean the calendar?
Aye.
Commissioner Peck?
Aye.
Commissioner Aguilar?
Aye.
All righty. So we will move
on. Sorry to interrupt, Chair Goodman. I'm going to try to do this meeting just through audio. My apologies, we're seeming to have some internet issues at the library here.
Okay, can we, before we move on to item B1, is there any public comment about the director's report?
Any members of the public wishing to make a public comment, please use the raise your hand icon within the Zoom app. Chair Goodman, I see no public comment.
Okay, Allison, take it away.
Okay, thank you. So we circulated 31,086 items in October. The circulation continues to rise every month. There were 1,053 uses of the wireless. So again, over 1,000 uses of the wireless. So we're seeing a lot more usage of that as well. 8,009 people used the library, and 26 virtual programs were held with a total attendance of 424 people. We held a book van ribbon cutting on October 4th, and we had a great turnout. Many of you were there, which was really great. Senator Limone, who secured us the grant, was there, as were County Supervisor Joan Hartman, Mayor Paula Perotti, many of the Goleta City Council members, yourselves, IV Community Services District board members, quite a bit of press. So we got quite a lot of publicity, which was really great. In our first month of service, we interacted with 682 people, which was also great because the schedule had only gone out a couple of weeks before we started making our stops. So we issued many new library cards to people of all ages during those stops, from young children through the seniors at Friendship Manor. Some sites are much busier than others, so we have continued to refine the schedule. And due to daylight savings time, we had to move all of the stop times to 1 hour early so that staff wasn't sitting in the dark at any site. Staff finished refining the new Aspen catalog site, and we went live at the end of the month. I hope you've all had a chance to try it out. We're getting very good feedback from our patrons, who find it very easy to use, very easy to find the items that they're looking for, and placing holds has been much easier for them. So all in all, people are quite happy with it. Each year, I do a state report that the State Library of California puts out. Next month, we'll look at it in detail. It took quite a lot of time to complete this year because the year that was being reported on was such a strange one due to COVID. So there were a lot of questions about virtual programming and live programming. They didn't count the library as being open if it was just for sidewalk service. So we only got credit for hours being open if people were allowed in the building. So it was pretty complicated, but it will give a good historical picture of what was going on in California when COVID was happening. So we'll talk about that more next month.
Do you mean February or?
Yes. Sorry.
Are there any questions or comments on the report?
I have a question. I was wondering about the book van. You said that the different sites had different levels of popularity. What was the most popular site?
Probably Isla Vista Elementary School and Friendship Manor. They're outside waiting for us before we get there. So far, the slowest site, unfortunately, has been the Isla Vista Community Center, which is where we spend half of our time. It gets a lot of student, you know, UCSB student traffic, but they so far haven't been interested in getting library cards or, you know, coming and talking with us. We've been pretty aggressive about trying to call them over, but they say that they're happy with the library that they have at the university. So we've been trying to really sell the downloadables, the free downloadables, but so far have had very limited success. We're there for 4 to 5 hours, 3 days a week. And I think the most people we've dealt with are 11 or 12 during those hours. So we will probably have to reevaluate in a few months. We'll give it a few more months.
Are you also at the St. George Youth Center as one of your stops?
We are, and we see good foot traffic there between the teens and then also the park adjacent to it. So a lot of people walk that path. And so we've seen a lot of families there as well as the teens. And also some of the students that walk down that street have stopped and taken advantage of the van.
All right, our next item is a report on the Black Gold Cooperative Library System.
Okay, so just about an hour ago, a half hour before we started the meeting, we received a letter from the city of Santa Barbara contesting some of the things that are in this report. We didn't really have a chance to read it very thoroughly. So we did load it onto the agenda on the City of Goleta site, and we put it into the library agenda packet. I'm sure that we can discuss more of it February. And we're happy to hear from Santa Barbara. They pointed out some things that we hadn't known. So I will be able to address just a couple things that they mentioned, because as I said, we just didn't have time to look through it with any in any depth, because we received it so just right before this meeting. But we wanted to give you a little bit of history about Black Gold. A lot of people don't know what Black Gold is, and so we have just a bit of history about it. It formed in 1964 and consisted of the following jurisdictions at that time: the County of Ventura, Santa Paula Union High School Library District, City of Santa Barbara, City of Lompoc, City of Santa Maria, County of San Luis Obispo, City of El Paso de Robles, and City of Thousand Oaks. Over time, it evolved into a consortium of the following 7 entities: the City of Blanchard, Santa Paula, City of Santa Barbara, City of Goleta, City of Lompoc, City of Santa Maria, City of El Paso de Robles, and County of San Luis Obispo. As of July 1st, 2022, an 8th jurisdiction will be added with the new City of Carpinteria zone. The joint powers agreement was formed to, quote, provide for the exercise of the common power of each of the parties to provide public library services, unquote. It was meant to increase each jurisdiction's ability to provide more services to their communities by pooling resources. Section 13 of the JPA states, quote, it is understood and agreed among the parties that system-wide programs shall be accepted by each party. Each party shall have an affirmative obligation to cooperate in the performance and execution of all system-wide programs and system policies, unquote. Excuse me. Recently, the Santa Barbara Library System and the San Luis Obispo Library System announced they no longer wish to participate in the shared catalog, and therefore no longer to share resources among libraries in the way that the consortium has been doing since it first formed. They've mentioned sharing via a third-party vendor. However, they do say that it will not cost the $15 that we say in the report that it would. They say that there is a way through the new company that we will all be working through, that it will not cost that amount. We had not heard that, and we had not heard that at a Black Gold meeting, so we were unaware of that. If that's the case, that's great, because we do want to continue sharing materials as best we can with all jurisdictions. Many people are unclear about what it is that Black Gold does, thinking that it's mainly an avenue for materials sharing. However, the consortium does much more than that, and it would be extremely difficult and expensive for Goleta and Santa Ynez Valley Libraries to provide the services we do now without being a member of Black Gold. So, in this presentation, we'll ask a number of questions and answer them to illustrate exactly what it is that Black Gold does, as well as some of the impacts to our patrons that we anticipate if Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo withdraw from some aspects of Black Gold services, the legality of which is in question. So, shared materials. Patrons have always had access to the nearly 900,000 items in the shared catalog. Shipment of these materials from one jurisdiction to another is mostly paid for by money given to the CA Library Services Act to Black Gold. There are some costs to the library, and libraries do, for example, we pay for delivery of materials to Buellton and Solvang, and Santa Barbara pays for delivery of materials between its branches. But this money given by the state does pay for transportation of materials from the main libraries. Interlibrary loan. When jurisdictions say they'll leave the shared catalog but continue to share materials, what we think they meant, or what we thought they meant, was that we would all have to join a third-party vendor that charges a minimum of $15 per item requested by a patron. That's the way it used to be when people wanted to borrow things that were outside of the shared catalog. However, in the letter that we just got this evening, Santa Barbara has indicated that this is not so, that the Bywater Company can enable resources sharing. And if this is so, we are very glad to hear that. There are multiple deliveries each week of materials between zones to the main libraries so that patrons receive their hold requests in a timely fashion. This is paid for with CA Library Services Act money. If not a member of Black Gold, a library system would not be eligible for this funding to deliver items among its branches. Santa Barbara, in the letter tonight, pointed out that there are staff costs to material delivery, and that's absolutely true. However, Goleta uses volunteers to do most of the work involved with sharing materials. We have volunteers, that select the books that and the other items that patrons from other jurisdictions have requested. They run them through the computer. They put them into the bags that are sorted for each jurisdiction. And then they also check in the shipment that we get from the other libraries. So we are fortunate that our volunteers help us out with that cost. CNIC, the Corporation for Education Network Initiative of California, contracts with Black Gold to connect to their data center and the Black Gold member libraries to increase internet bandwidth and speed. Although maybe you wouldn't know that tonight with Janet's issues. There is quite a bit of ongoing work involved. And of note, this is done on a 5-year contract. Should a library jurisdiction withdraw from Black Gold, they would be charged significant fines, we were told. administration of the integrated library system. A dedicated system administrator at Black Gold maintains and does all updates to the shared circulation cataloging acquisition system. He's available 24/7 to fix any issues and frequently visits the libraries to do so. A system cataloger manages authority control and all digital collections. This is very important for Goleta because we do not have a dedicated computer person at the library or for the branches. We, the city of Goleta contracts out for computer services. So the Black Gold computer staff helps us a great deal, and we wouldn't be able to carry on the work that we do without them. Black Gold negotiates contracts for a number of digital resources: OverDrive, Hoopla, Anki, mobile Wi-Fi hotspots, and databases made available for free through the California State Library. Any state library money left over from material shipment is put into OverDrive to purchase additional e-materials for sharing by the consortium. Black Gold constantly searches for new products to help conduct business efficiently. They found systems for simplifying OverDrive use, online library card registration, automated notification of holds and overdues, databases to assist in weeding unused materials, computer reservation systems, and more. In the letter that we received tonight, Santa Barbara informs us that they spearheaded many of these efforts, which we did not know because these occurred before we were an independent member of Black Gold. So we thank them for their efforts. If an agency leaves the shared catalog, their patrons would lose free access to approximately 830,000 physical items and e-materials. Black Gold does all of the annual management and grant reporting that allows jurisdictions to get E-rate discounts on internet fees. Pending City Council approval, Goleta will be joining the rest of Black Gold in getting E-rate funds, and that is thanks to your approving us filtering all of our computers and abiding by the SIPA rules. The Black Gold fees are based on a formula, 20% always of local funds is assessed, and then the rest of it is 25% of the library jurisdiction circulation, 50% of the population number, and 25% of the number of network devices that Black Gold works with at our jurisdiction. So it figures out that formula for each jurisdiction, and that is then what it charges each jurisdiction for its annual membership. There is also an e-content fee based on the percentage of total usage. So that would be the total usage of OverDrive materials, Anki, and those other databases. Hoopla and Canopy, we are charged for the exact usage. Those are pay-per-play services. So the items on those two databases, there are sort of tiered costs for the different types of books and movies and audiobooks and all of the different items that they have. So each month we get a bill based on the actual downloads that our patrons did during that month. And so we know approximately how much to plan for. We do expect that is going to go up this year based on the new library cards that we're creating in Isla Vista. And if we can just get those students to sign up for for library cards, they'll see how great our downloadable materials are, and then they'll really go up, which will be a great budgeting issue to have. It will be a good problem. So this is our preliminary budget for this year, and you can see we're on the bottom line there. And so the base fee for everyone is $30,139. And then 20% based on resources for us is $108,000 plus change. Circulation, $38,000 and change. Population, $176,000 and change. And the number of devices, we just don't have that many devices, so it's almost $2,000. Hoopla, this year, we're anticipating about $69,000. Cybrarian is a source that allows us to, patrons can make appointments to reserve the public internet computers. Collection HQ is a resource for us for finding out exactly which items are circulating or not. So we use it for weeding purposes, collection development. Movie licensing allows us to show movies at the library. And so our total anticipated costs for Black Gold this year are just under $250,000. And then you can see some of our statistics here for the different downloadable sources. RB Digital is magazines, and we had last year we had about 6,500 uses of magazines. Enki, we had about 351 usages. That is a very small database with independent publishers and a lot of self-publishing, but it only cost us $121 for those 351 downloads. Overdrive last year, people from our jurisdiction downloaded over 79,000 items with a cost of almost $34,000 to us. So our anticipated e-content for the non-pay-per-play e-content for this year is about $38,000. So that's my report on Black Gold and what it does for us and how they base their cost estimates and how much use we get for our money. I can answer any questions that you have.
It does not look like we have any questions, and I think that we're going to look forward to hearing more about what Santa Barbara has to say at our next meeting in February. Are there any other items for other future agenda items? We've brought up two, this Black Gold and now I've already forgotten the other one. But is there anything else we want to add to the agenda for February?
Janet, is there anyone in the audience that wants to make a comment?
Do we have any public comment?
If anybody would like to make a public comment to item B2, please raise your hand using the raise your hand icon within the Zoom app. Chair Goodman, I do not see any public comments at this time.
All righty. In that case, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Happy New Year and happy holidays. We will see you in February.